Alan, did you see the leaked script for the John Turturro Jesus Project, his spinoff to The Big Lebowski?
No, I don't know what that is. I've never watched The Big Lebowski.
You've never seen The Big Lebowski?
No, fuck that. It's like something about John Goodman fucking a rug or something.
Yeah, you just described something very good. It sounds right up your alley.
I mean, now that I say that, I thought there was like bowling involved, and bowling fucking sucks. But if it's John Goodman fucking a rug, then I'm in.
Bowling?
I don't like bowling.
Actually, it's kind of like Spy Kids. You learn bowlers are actually secret agents who go on adventures. They don't bowl at all.
Oh, is it kind of like The Cobbler, where you learn that cobblers are a force for good and the dry cleaners are evil?
Well, they're a force for good unless they get very creepy around married women.
Yes.
Try to fool them.
And disguise themselves as their husband with their shoes.
So John Turturro is reprising his character Jesus, and in this one, they're going to finally reveal that he's actually Waluigi, and it's a setup for the Nintendo Cinematic Universe.
Ah, the NCU.
The NCU, yes.
Okay. So, like, the end of the movie, you think, like Luigi's going to step out there, and he's like, let me tell you about the Mario Initiative. Or something like that.
And I think it's smart they took it right out of the Marvel playbook.
Sorry, because it'd be Toadsworth.
Yeah, it would be Toadsworth, wouldn't it? Because you look at the Nintendo franchises that you think are going to be big hits, like Spider-Man or Hulk, and you go, those are too wild, those are too fantastic. You got to start grounded, which is why they started with an Iron Man, because I've touched iron before.
You know what, Russ? Your blood has a lot of iron in it.
I can relate with that. I can't relate with a guy with great abs and beautiful hair. You know?
Now, can you relate to being somebody that's as devilishly handsome as Robert Downey Jr.?
I mean,
no, you can't. I'm gonna go and answer that for you. No, you.
But
can't.
I can relate to the robot because I've held a piece of rebar before. What is that?
Sure. Yeah, rebar.
Yeah,
sure.
And I've touched, I've railing when I'm walking at a national park. Anyway, it's good to start with Waluigi because he plays sports and he's just like us. You start with Star Fox, and
he's the Guardians of the Galaxy. He's basically the Star-Lord of the NCU, if that makes any sense.
See, it's funny, because instead of going to a giant head like Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Fox gives great head to his furry friend.
Crystal. Of course.
But that's about where
he's
the
on some fucking Danny
Brown
I will shit. We all know this.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen. So I think that's really smart. If you ask me,
I think so. Now, on the other hand, I can relate to Star Fox more in that regard.
but you want to give Crystal head?
Yes.
And ladies, you have Crystal heads because you had. I've seen your collection. You have like a
Crystal skulls. Yes.
Yeah, Crystal skulls.
Especially that Crystal skull vodka. What's the Go Buster?
The GoBuster. Who's the one? GoBots?
Who's the one GoBuster that was in Nothing But Trouble? And he played Ray. Yeah, Dan Aykroyd. That guy.
Uh-huh.
His crystal head vodka.
Dan Aykroyd, he got that name because he was on Dan Rather's Nether Regions. He was born as a hemorrhoid. And they cut him off and grew him into a person.
That makes
sense. The '70s.
I could buy that. That makes
sense. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Just
sure.
Like you'd buy his vodka. Anyway, but yeah, I think that's pretty funny, and very good.
I think so too. Not really. I think it sucks.
Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. Welcome to the program.
Yo.
Oh, so much to talk about this week.
Hey, hey, Russ.
Quillette's Talk Shop. Yeah, what's up?
You know what season it is, baby.
The season of Trump, our new president?
Yes, we're probably going to put this out, and we're going to go ahead and assume, because, hey, listen, with anything, there's it's a 50-50 chance. Either it happens or it doesn't.
So yeah, exactly. And I know who's going to win.
It's
Russ
your,
Walsh.
It's your guy.
And I'm going to say right now, he's got the card, and he's going to slam it. That's Trump, right? And
is me he, and is Alan he a Yu-Gi-Oh player? What's going on?
He's put it in defense mode. And, well, actually, it's Hillary. She's the one in defense mode because she's defending her emails, and he's going to cast fucking polyfusion, and he's going to combine American values with great business sense.
If there's one thing I know about Trump and the alt-right, it's that their favorite is Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah. Isn't there like a card called Mind Control?
Probably.
He's going to cast That's, Mind Control.
Alex Jones
on...
hates that one.
Yeah, he's gonna use mind control on.
I am googling.
Kane.
Let me Google this real quick and see if there is a card called Spirit Dinner.
Spirit Dinner. Well, he's gonna control Kane, who's going to turn around and destroy Hillary's other defense card, and that's the trap card. He's gonna destroy the trap card because he has a special ability to destroy trap cards. He's gonna destroy the SJW card that defends her so. But they're actually quite weak and brittle.
Hmm. Now, who's Exodia in this metaphor?
Exodia would be Ronald Reagan.
That makes a lot of sense. He had to collect all four of his parts. He's kind of like the Holy Quartz.
So me and Alan have been prepping for the new Trump regime. You know, both of us have been practicing our Metal Gear Solid 3 Revolver Ocelot like gun twirls. So that we could get new jobs as greeters at New Walmart, which is they're going to turn New Hampshire into a giant supercenter.
So, okay, can I still open carry inside this Walmart, please?
You are forced to carry a gun.
Okay.
This super Walmart.
Are they ID locked? Because that's another thing I need to know.
That's a thing. They have IDs on them, so you can scan to get in, and you actually do transactions through these guns.
Okay. Oh, so like they've got like NFC or something like there. I do like Apple Pay through my gun.
No, you shoot them. The NFCs and the bullets.
Okay, that's even better. I just got to shoot the product. Oh, it's like a shooting gallery. You're on rails and you just like shoot at all the products you like.
But it's for everybody, so you can get up close or you could go. You could just keep it far away. I think you get bonus points too, and
now what if I headshot that sweet bottle of Mountain Dew? If I just shoot the cap right off, do I get like a do I get a discount on it?
You get a free second Mountain Dew.
Oh, nice!
It's and sometimes if you can pull off like a miler, which is what they call like a mile away shot round.
So if I'm the Chris Kyle of Walmart's.
Yeah, if Chris Kyle. People, Chris Kyle is hated at Walmarts because he would get all the free Mountain Dew he'd ever want.
Yeah, he would park his car like a mile down the road from Walmart, and he would shoot a bullet through the entire Walmart, and everything, it would hit like an entire row of like, you know, soda, and he would just get all this free soda.
I don't know if he was alive around for this, so you might have to verify this. I think it was the Batman soda from the release of The Dark Knight Returns in 2013.
Batman soda?
Yeah, the Batman Mountain Dew. The reason they don't make that anymore is because he shot all of it, and he shot so much of it that...
Are you talking about Mountain Dew Dark Berry?
Yeah, Mountain Dew Dark Berry.
I'm looking at a picture of Mountain Dew Dark Berry, and it looks like shit.
Well, we'll never know, because Chris Kyle, he shot so much of it that that Mountain Dew ran out of the rare Dark Berry of the hills. Of the Appalachia, which they created the flavor from, and there will no longer be any dark berry. It's the dark berry is gone.
Damn. That's supply and demand for you, I guess.
Yeah, that's capitalism.
That's capitalism.
But in Trump's America, he's taking, what he considers lesser parts of America, like areas of the country he doesn't agree with,
the flyover states.
Yeah, exactly. And he is actually going to turn those people. He's running the Human Instrumentality Project like Evangelion, and he's going to reduce the populace to Mountain Dew so that states like Florida, and New Hampshire here, or as now it's a Super Walmart, can now drink Mountain Dew whenever they want, every flavor, because yeah.
Hmm. No, I do know for a fact that Mike Piss, his vice president, Vice President Piss, does do a lot of jerking off and saying I'm so fucked up.
Yeah,
because he believes that birth starts with ejaculation. So this is very difficult for him.
Yeah, this is all presumption.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure this is going to happen. My inside sources say this. It's really nice of him and really cool that, like, within 10 seconds of Trump being elected and winning, Pence finally just says it's piss. he admitted it. He agreed to it. I was like, that shows a lot of candor.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'd like to get a beer with this guy.
Yeah.
Mike Piss. I'd like to get a beer with Mike Piss.
Yes. But, yeah, so
probably only
it's an
Budweiser.
Exciting time. America is great again. You know, a lot of people talk about the first 100 days in the White House, and Trump has done more for this country in 10
the first 100 seconds
than Alexander Hamilton ever did.
Oh, no, hold on, Russ. How many ethnically diverse raps has he given? Zero. Thank you.
Could Trump actually give an ethnically diverse rap? I don't think based on his genetics he could, but maybe.
Hey, listen, based on his heart, maybe.
So.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm Donald Trump, and I'm here to say I like discrimination in a major way. I was about to say, like, which horrible thing should I say that he likes doing in a major way?
Alan was about to say the N-word, but he stopped himself.
Listen. Well, you know what's really fucked up is the first 100 seconds of the presidency was him saying the N-word 100 times. And I thought it was really bold.
See ya, PC police, and then he ran off in a cartoon
he did,
smoke.
He did kind of like George Carlin's, like, seven words you can't say on television, except they were all the N-word.
It was so amazing, and I know this is going to happen, but Google gave everybody VR headsets, so now whenever Trump moves around, Speedy Gonzalez is there, and lots of crazy cartoon shenanigans are always getting up around him.
Hey, listen, it's basically like Cool World, so I'm all in, baby.
Hollywood, if Holly could. I mean, the scary part, though, is that Alan has been seduced by Hollywood, but since she's a VR construct, they can't have sex yet.
This is
but
just like Master Chief and Cortana.
Yeah. The second they do, the cartoon world and the human world will be brought back together and maybe destroyed, which would bum me out because I'm having such a great time in Trump's utopia.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
This is fantastic.
You know what's also fantastic?
What's that?
Lucha Underground. It's Temple Talk time, baby.
That's the one sad part. They canceled Lucha Underground because all the cable stations have been replaced with
Breitbart.
Yeah, Breitbart. Just Breitbart.
Just Breitbart.
His corpse. His decaying corpse.
It's just a live feed of Breitbart's decaying body.
And Shapiro's forced to watch it all the time.
Oh, Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
He's trapped in when he's not watching the Breitbart live stream, he's just trapped in a room listening to rap music until he goes insane. Because he hates it so much.
One last thing. I think what happened, the funny part about it is that Trump wanted to trap him in, like, one of the glass panes in Superman.
Oh, like the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, the Phantom Zone, but that's not real. That's made up, you know, comic
That's horse shit.
Stuff. So he's actually trapped him in a thin shell of glass where he's constricted nonstop. And there's a breathing apparatus for him. But he thinks it's torture, but actually Ben Shapiro, he's very horny about it. He kind of won out in that regard. It's like Brazil, if you've ever seen that movie. You have to find ways to win within the system, like going insane. Anyway. Lucha Underground did
so
not...
We finished season
drove
two.
Us insane. We are the most caught up in Lucha Underground history right now, for us.
Yeah, we finished season two, we finished Ultima Lucha Dos, and we've watched two episodes of season three. So we're 6 weeks behind, I think.
Yes. You know, so much happened.
The biggest thing.
Yes.
Pentagon Dark.
No longer is there Junior anymore. Fuck Junior Mintz, they're now Dark
Mintz. Vampiro and Pentagon went to, like, that weird temple that that Khaleesi went to, where the warlocks like the weird where the right. warlocks like made her stab that like big old heart in the center of the temple, and it they kind of looked like the temple was like in the middle of like a weird desert planet from like Phantasm. I don't know what was going on.
Like, God, if but, that orb came out,
like that fucking orb came out, and Vampire was like, "You played a good game, boy," and like, it was some weird shit. But like, Pentagon fought himself, and then he came out like stronger, and now he's Pentagon Dark.
Oh my God! And it just goes to show that if anything's junior or young, it's childish and should be dark.
Yes.
And dark things are now the cool thing. Well, they always have been, and I'm just saying, hey, Sega, watch fucking Lucha Underground and change Sonic's name to Sonic the Hedgehog to Sonic the Dark.
Yes.
And you'll know the truth. But for real, though, Pentagon Jr., I love him. He is the meanest motherfucker around now.
Yeah, that's true. He lost to Matanza because Vampiro tried to throw him a barbed wire-covered bat, but then Matanza used it against him. But after the match, Pentagon used the bat to, like, make his head bleed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because he wanted to prove that gods could bleed or vampires could bleed. I don't know what.
Yeah, it's something. Let's see what else happened. There was
With Vampiro being betrayed, now in this third season, he's working his moves on our old friend Prince Puma, who's feeling masterless and confused. And you know, when you're on the top of the world and you get knocked down, you lose perspective.
Yeah. Speaking of the world, Mundo. Johnny Mundo in his horrible, awful nunchuck.
Zamundo.
His awful nunchuck crew. And Ultima Lucha Dos and Helico showed up to stop them from winning. So it was revealed in season 3 via flashback that they got in Helico and then beat him up and then put his car his leg in a car door and slammed it repeatedly until they broke his legs. And they were all laughing about it. And they were in Dario's office and he was laughing about it too. It seems pretty
cool. It's like Dario hates white people, but he can laugh at them.
Yeah, like he's like, I hate these white people that are standing in front of me, but I also hated Angelico, who got his leg busted in that car door. So, you know, I don't know. I feel like we kind of like Angelico more now because these guys are the worst.
To me, it feels like what's so good about it is his laughter is like the laughter of somebody who just finished an episode of like what is the Mayberry show, the Andy Griffith show.
Yeah.
And you're just like, another great day in Mayberry. Like,
how quaint.
How quaint.
I mean, Dario.
I mean, this
Dario,
man has fed
Dario's
people
tough.
To other
he didn't kill Mr. Sisko.
He did kill Mr. Sisko.
And he went to jail for it very briefly. Mm-hmm. And immediately got out, and there was a cool scene where the guy gives him back all of his possessions and hands him back his giant key.
This fucking now, Kingdom Hearts motherfucker. If I had my way as a producer on the show, maybe this would be tasteless. I think it would be cool. I would have had a scene where he went to the cafeteria and a man in silhouette shows up and he goes, if it isn't my old chap. Oh. I'm just saying. Dario Cueto and El Chapo
should
be friends.
What if he recruited El Chapo to fight in the temple while he was in jail?
Dude, what if he did like motorcycle tricks like Eva from Metal Gear Solid 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened was the Weapons of Mass Destruction match.
It felt like a holdover that didn't make it into Ultima Lucha.
Yeah, it was
Dose.
A weird match with Killshot and Marty the Moth Martinez. And the whole ring was covered with, like, ammunition crates and, like, fake guns and, like, shit like that. Like, and, like, shell, like, big, like, artillery shells and shit. And they were just smacking each other with that. And, man.
Ooh.
Cool. And also, Matt Stryker kept on making a bunch of fucking weird references to, like, Saddam Hussein and Syria and stuff. Like, he's like, oh, man, this is just like when Assad. I'm like, oh, boy.
Do you think Matt Stryker's woke?
I think maybe Vampiro's more woke. I don't know.
Maybe he's secret woke. Maybe he's alpha.
Okay, hold on.
And he's just playing his cards.
Vampiro's definitely got the gorilla mindset. I'll tell you that much.
That's true.
I don't know about Matt Stryker. But like he was making some weird fucking references. He's like, no, this is like the Gaza Strip. I'm like, hold on. Hold on, Matt Stryker. No way.
If you think about it, it kind of is, though. It's a metaphor.
Maybe. Man, maybe. That was a mess.
But you know what? It's always fun. Dr. Wagner Jr.
Dr. Wagner Jr., he's there.
He's a 57-year-old doctor. But he doesn't have a doctor motif. He is just a doctor, though.
I don't know why he's a doctor. He's Famous B's new client. He ditched Masquerita Sagrada. And then also, he fought Masquerita Sagrada and then beat the shit out of her. Yeah.
By friends and loved ones, but...
Lovers.
Lovers. But I have never been beat to shit by one.
Maybe emotionally, and but not physically. Maybe
Anyway, but I'm just saying, like... That was more than just leaving. He left Masquerita Sagrada on the side of the road. And Dr. Wagner Jr. is bad news.
He's a rude man.
Surgeon of pain.
He says, I don't know what he does. Like, what does he do?
I don't know.
What's his gimmick? Is he a doctor?
He pantomimes weird too. Like, he was doing something, and I couldn't tell what he was implying.
Yeah, I don't get what his whole shtick is, other than
that's
kind
of like me, though. That's what people say about me a lot. It's like pantomime a lot and doesn't make a lot of sense.
And nobody understands your shtick.
I mean, I do try to communicate 90% of the time through charades.
Yeah, Russ heard that more than half of communication is nonverbal, so he just tries to do charades all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So people can get me better. People stop saying I'm racist or something.
You are gesturing racistly constantly.
Look at what PC culture has done, and I'm so glad Trump told me personally, hey, quit with the charades.
See, that's why I've got a Mac.
I'm John Hodgman now. What else have we got a lot to cover.
We have a lot to cover, so maybe it's time to jump into our most popular segment, the Robin Minute.
Where did I put my... Oh, there it is. I got my cell phone here. I keep a timer. And for a full minute, we talk about Robin, what she's been up to, what she's doing, her address... I don't know, the Irish social security number, do they have that?
I don't think they have social security there.
Or maybe we reveal like what her aura is and how it's connected to Hyperia and a dark dragon that's
the salmon of knowledge.
The salmon of knowledge. she's going to meet some magic salamander. What salamander she's been talking to gain fire powers? Anyway. We talk about that for a full minute, and then nothing. We don't talk any more about Robin. We keep it to a minute of fun-fueled blast. And we just laugh and laugh and have a good time for a full minute, and then we return to the regular slog of this shit podcast. So, yeah, starting in 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Robin's a big fan of Titanfall 2.
Oh, really? Hey, listen.
I played Titanfall 2 campaign. It's really good.
Yeah, how's that robot? Is it a sexy robot or is it a fun-loving robot?
No, he's a friendly robot.
Is it a Johnny Five, i.e. sexy, or is it a Wally friendly?
He might be like more of like an Iron Giant type robot, if that makes any sense.
Which obscure art house rap group is his friend?
I think it probably would be D-Antwoord, actually, still. Yeah, it'd still have to be D-Antwoord.
D-Antwoord, is that why they were going to break up for a bit there? Is because they were fighting over this robot's love?
I think maybe Ninja and What's-Her-Face?
Mm-hmm.
I forget what her name is.
Oh, God, what is her name?
It's like, Mommy, is her name? He called that guy.
We'll never know. We'll never know her name.
The minute's up.
Well, I'm just glad Trump has banned them from ever coming back.
Yeah, sorry, D'Antwoord, you're on the no-fly list.
Because he's afraid of ninjas spying on him and revealing his secret policies to invade Syria.
God, okay. You know what will never be banned, though?
Pizza?
Pizza pie. Russ, pizza you need pie. Pizza this week?
I did have a slice of pizza this week. Where my temp job is located, there is a pizza place called, I think it's like SmartWorks Pizza in Portland. And it's a window place. It's a place where you poke your head in and say, hey, give me a piece of pie. And they'll hand you a slice
you're
back.
You're sticking your head in a random window. What's going on here?
Dude, there was a woman cooking DiGiorno's, and I said, sounds like a smart slice
she's
of pie.
Just leaving a pie up on the windowsill, and you're grabbing it like a 1920s hobo.
If you guys didn't know, yes, I am a hobo now. That is my job. I'm collecting bean cans and then using them to play drum sets on the side of the street. And
just like that Doug song.
But wait, I don't want to do Work by the Beats.
No, isn't there one called Banging on a Trash Can?
By the Beats?
No, I think it's a song that Doug sang.
Oh my, wait, Doug was a member of the Beats?
No.
He probably was. Fuck. Nobody knows what happens at the end of that. Is this your fan fiction?
No, you fucking cuck, hold on.
Yeah, you can't say that to me. Is this a radio show?
I was right, it is Banging on a Trash Can. Hold on, I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna edit this into the fucking show, you goddamn cuck. It's called Banging on a Trash Can by Doug.
He wrote it? He's a singer-songwriter,
yes,
too?
Yes, it's in the show.
Bang it! On the trash can, bang it! On the streetlight!
Who played guitar on it? Was it like a
probably
famous
Skeeter.
Musician? Oh, I thought maybe Prince was on it.
I mean, Prince is a lot like Skeeter if you think about it. They're both Jehovah's
Prince
Witnesses.
Prince was an idiosyncratic guy. You'd think he'd be like a Ren and Stimpy guy, but no, he liked Doug.
Yeah, it was. Didn't they have like a mashup of like Think Big with Banging on a Trash Can? Do you not know any of the Doug songs?
I don't, dude. I didn't even know Doug had music.
Fuck you. What
there
kind
were
of
the Beats?
What was the pizza you ate? What did you get this off?
I got a slice of pepperoni pie.
Just pepperoni.
And, yeah, just pepperoni. They had a veggie slice that sounded good, but it had truffle oil on it, and that's mostly why I wanted to bring this up. I avoided the truffle oil. Because a lot of the times, I think truffle oil is overly sweet.
I think truffle's like overrated in general.
Too aromatic. And I like it when it's good, but when it's bad, it's bad. So I went with pepperoni. And it's those big, greasy pepperonis. Like the big, like, 2-inch circumference ones. Like, crazy big. And it was too greasy. And I looked back and I said, I should have just gotten the veggie one because it would have been less greasy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and I wanted to know, do you ever avoid veggie pizza and feel like, man, maybe I should have just gotten the veggie pizza?
You know, I typically don't get veggie pizza because I like having like meats on there. But I mean, I like veggie pizza. I feel like the veggie pizza that I get most regularly is like the one at Cece's. Because
mm-hmm.
Cece's veggie pizza is like pretty decent, actually. I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I typically don't get veggie pizza a lot.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like sometimes if you got too much, even with just like pepperoni, sometimes it's a little bit, it's too greasy if you get meats on there.
I used to laugh at the kids in high school who would dab off grease with a napkin.
Well, it's because you were just trying, you didn't understand dabbing in general.
That's right. They were taking it and then applying that grease to a...
to their elbow.
I was going to say a nail and then putting in a bong and taking mad rips. But, I laughed at them. I called them fools, and you know what? I was the fool, because this pizza was too greasy. But what was interesting about it was that it had a weird kind of crust that almost was pretzel-y.
Huh.
It was pretzel-y, but it didn't say, like, home of the famous pretzel crust pizza. It was like a crunchy outside, salted with, like, little things of salt on it. And fluffy on the inside. I was like, I could dip this in nacho cheese or some sort of mustard, and it would be tasty. It's very interesting.
I feel like I had the pretzel crust at like Pizza Hut, and it's like garbage. But so I don't really know how I feel about that.
But that's not even pizza. I mean, that's that's not even pizza. But it's not even pretzel.
That sucks.
It's the same way that like fucking you could buy pretzels at the store, like in a frozen department, but those pretzels don't taste like pretzels.
You know,
the same
I
way
have...
bagels don't taste like bagels. You know.
Like over a year ago, I had like a pizza pretzel type thing at like an Auntie Anne's in the Chicago airport in O'Hare, and that was, it was just like I don't even think I had marinara on it. I think it was just cheese and pepperonis that they melted onto like a bunch of like little pretzel sticks, and you know what? It was pretty good. But that's not what I'm talking about this week. I had I just had Mexican pizza at Taco Bell, and you know what? That's fucking good. Mexican pizza.
I don't like the creamy sauce. I don't like that weird sauce on it.
The sauce on it, it's good. It's like it's red. It's that red sauce.
It's blood.
It's blood, baby.
I like that in Trump's America, and now that we don't have to kowtow Tau-Cow? Is it Kowtow?
Kowtow.
It's Kowtow to these fucking
PC. Hey, I'm going down
police.
To Kowtow.
Donald, the fucking Taco Bell, which has now become Donald Bell.
Donald Bell.
Yeah, Donald Bell. They could fucking reveal that the red sauce is blood with cornstarch in it to give it, to shorten it.
Well, Alex Jones is the one who was behind that expose.
I love that Alex Jones is now, has now become a being of pure information in the data sphere.
He's basically, he did like when Iron Man flew to the internet and like hacked into it with his cool gunner glasses. Alex Jones basically did that.
And now he's become the digital goddess of the West.
It's beautiful.
He is now, and he's in the podcast. He's literally infected the code. I don't want to say infected. He has transformed the code.
It's
in
kind
his
of
own
like
image.
The synthesis ending of Mass Effect 3, if that makes
oh my
any
God.
Sense.
Yes, yes. And like, if you take this episode and look at the waveforms and zoom in really far, you'll see his face.
Yeah, you'll see his shirtless torso selling his male vitality pills.
His male vitality pills.
Also, now, another thing to talk
I can
about,
have boners wanna, again because of him.
Another thing to talk about, the rolled chicken tacos, those are fucking good.
You know what's funny? I get those. I like that spicy ranch.
You dip them in the ranch?
I do the ranch. And I do the salsa, too.
I went nacho cheese and salsa. But those are pretty good. One of them I got, though, I was eating one. I popped one out of the bag and ate it while I was driving. And, oh, man, it was real hot and it burned the roof of my mouth. But still good.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I gave it to my friend Cody. Hi, Cody. He's a fan. He's never listened before, but he's a fan.
He likes the concept, I guess.
Yeah. He had a bite and he was like, huh, I guess it's like a Mexican egg roll.
I mean, it's a big taquito. That's what it is.
No, it's a big deep fried taquito.
Now remember that, like, remember that taco truck right. that we went to in LA that gave us like those little egg, that had like the, it was the thing where we got the steamed buns. Remember?
Yes.
And they had one thing that was kind of like egg roll taquitos. Do you remember those?
Yes.
I think you got fries or you got chips or something, and then I got those. And they were very weird because they were like halfway between an egg roll and a taquito, and it was very strange.
They were not great. They were not as good as these chicken rollers, which have been hand blasted.
They were better than whatever your side was. I think you just got like chips or something. But like they were like weird. That,
I didn't like that coconut drink. I was thinking about that coconut drink.
The coconut
drink
had it had too many like little like chunks in it, I think.
Yeah.
Now I love the cactus cooler I got the next day.
Yeah, cactus cooler fucking rules.
Man, I want to import that shit. Shout out to cactus cooler. That shit's good.
That Korean barbecue was good. I should look for something like that in Portland.
I think there's a Korean place in town I should go check out, but
oh, nice.
Anyway.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of things you ought to check out, pizza porn searches surging this year according to Pornhub data.
Oh.
According to the adult film site Pornhub, 2016 has actually seen a significant increase in searches for pizza-related porn, or as the site is calling it, pizza porn. It says they have 2,000 videos with the word pizza in the title. Researchers at the site say users have searched for the term pizza in various iterations at least 500,000 times a month. About half of those are probably me. That's a lot of pepperoni, this Fox News article
You just
says.
You threw that in there. That was not the author of the article. That was you. That was your editorial.
That was my editorial. That was me personally, Alan, saying that. The most popular pizza-related search is pizza delivery, followed by big sausage pizza, pizza boy, and then pizza delivery girl.
Pizza boy. It's little pizza boy.
Hey, it's me, pizza boy!
Do you think in our new future state of pizza horniness that, Calzone people are going to be like weird fetishists?
I think so. I think so. I think kind of like calzones are kind of like pizza bondage because you folded the pizza back in on itself.
Oh, hell yeah.
The least popular pizza's porn search term was pizza that ass. Who searches for that?
Oh, man. I'm tying up my calzone.
Now here is the most interesting thing. This is just a U.S. phenomenon. According to the data, America ranks just 43rd globally in pizza porn search category.
It's the number one Italia.
Romania, South Korea, India, and Portugal rank the highest for pizza porn viewing.
Jesus Christ.
The least interested in pizza porn? Japan.
Whoa. Well, like, I
listen,
don't know.
I think the reason why is because they've got fucking... They've got code gay ass over there.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, they got... No, it's I think it's because they have a lot of squid ink. on their pizza over there.
So they can't. And they're like, if they think it's squid, they can't stick their dicks through the pizza as easily.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm thinking that when they're thinking pizza, they think squid ink, and then they think squid, and then they think tentacle.
Okay.
You know what's funny? In my sights and, you know, my travels across the internet, I don't see a lot of tentacle porn. I think it's kind of funny that that's kind of a
stereotype. I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad. The tentacle porn in which I'm dying is the best I've ever had.
I mean, okay, that's the thing about tentacle porn, though. There was a lot of death at the end of a lot of this tentacle porn.
Yeah. I think the last time I saw anything was like a joke, like parody about it in Super Sonico anime.
Oh my god.
Speaking of parodies.
I forgot you watched that.
Here's a movie that's really tongue-in-cheek. Chance the Rapper, the rapper, is set to star in a new movie about pizza delivery guys.
I thought you were talking about Chance the Rapper, the architect.
No. Set to premiere in the second half of 2017, the film takes place in a mysterious city and centers around an enigmatic outlaw framed for a killing spree that targets unsuspecting pizza delivery boys. The name of the movie? Slice.
Oh god, I was gonna say it was I was gonna guess that it's Secret. Actually, that's Secret. I'm an insider. I'm a Hollywood insider, if you haven't heard, Alan.
Okay, yeah.
And guess what? It's actually the Mock Rider movie.
Okay.
And the Mock Rider delivers pizza at mock speeds. And you know what his name is?
Sonic?
Blood Falcon.
Okay.
It's setting up the larger F-Zero series that's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, so it's part of the MCU. I see.
That's part of the MCU.
Anyway, Chance is playing a character named Dax Lycander, a werewolf who is a former Chinese food delivery driver.
God damn it. That's pretty good.
I mean, is it?
What are you more excited for? Chance the Rapper's movie or Flying Lotus's movie with Tim Heidecker in it?
That one.
That one? You love Fly Low?
Honestly, I didn't know that Flying Lotus was a person. I thought it might be a group of people. Because I don't listen to that kind of music because I don't like beep boops. But,
listen, I only listen to music with guitars, and Alan hates beep boops. He just likes samples of old soul songs.
I like samples of old soul songs. I like beep boops if they're kind of like distorted and and MC Ride is screaming over them. That makes sense. But that's about it.
I was listening to Flying Lotus the other day, and I literally said out loud, I think he's tricking me into listening to jazz, and I got kind of mad.
Shit.
That's a real thing I said. But I'm really excited now that I live in Trump's America that I could just scream, I fucking hate jazz. I don't have to protect jazz's feelings anymore.
And you know what? You know who's not living in Trump's America? Like we are? Pizza.
Sonic?
Pizza, the world's saddest polar bear.
Oh, no.
Pizza, the world's saddest polar bear, is perfectly happy, according to a new documentary from China. The Grandview Mall in Guangzhou that holds Pizza, the world's saddest polar bear, made a five-minute documentary to show his life and says Pizza has been living happily under delicate care. This is the mall that has like an aquarium and kind of like a little zoo in there. Mm-hmm. There's 8 Arctic foxes, 6 Arctic wolves, several penguins, in this 580,000 meter square aquarium. And I'm looking at some pictures of Pizza. I saw some pictures of him before. He doesn't look that happy. There's like, he kind of looks bummed.
Does he look like me? Does he like my same demeanor?
He does kind of look like a cuck. I mean, he's living alone in this. He's living alone in this little like, you know, enclosure, and he doesn't seem too happy.
The difference, though, is that he's in cell right now. He's got to own it. He's got to go vol cell.
That's the thing. Now there's a. I don't know who this is, who Sasa is, but it says, I love pizza. I like these cute little animal friends.
Sasuke from Naruto?
Yeah, Sasuke from Naruto is keeping him trapped in there.
Yes. That evil asshole. Fucking hate that guy. Shit, that sucks.
Yeah, they have all these animals that are basically just trapped inside of a mall. And a bunch of kids like to take selfies with them.
We gotta free him. Where is this again?
It's in China.
China?
This is what Donald Trump was warning us.
This is what Donald Trump. He's like, they've exported all of the fucking polar bears. Now they're forced to work minimum wage. You know.
And you know what?
Fucking jobs.
His enclosure made of Chinese steel.
Yeah. Real quick, I shouldn't bring this up on the podcast. We might have to edit this out. But I was watching old Burger King 1970s commercials today. Oh, featuring my new favorite character, the Duke of Doubt.
Okay.
And at the end...
Oh, you mean the guy who looks like the despicable traitor, Ted Cruz?
Yes. The Duke of Doubt, it was a character. It was kind of the Hamburglar of the Burger King universe, where the king kind of served as the Ronald McDonald sort of character. And there was one where the Duke of Doubt and the Burger King were skiing. They were skiing out and about, and the king was doing some pretty rad stunts, to be believed. Well, the Duke of Doubt was not doing any, he could barely hamburger, what was it again, pizza french fry. He could barely pizza, let alone french fry. Well, at the end of the commercial, a polar bear jumped out and held the Duke of Doubt on his shoulders for no reason. I might have to include this in the links because this is hard to imagine. But a polar bear shoots out from the ground as the Duke of Doubt on his shoulders, and they don't explain it, and there's no context for it.
Okay.
And this is not a fever dream I had. This is on YouTube, folks.
I mean, that's
I sound like Alex Jones right now when he's talking about fish humans.
Okay. I get it, Russ. Fluoride in the water. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. But this fucking polar bear shoots up from the ground, and the Duke of Doubt is on his shoulders, and it's not explained in any way. And I'm wondering, could that have been pizza? And he's never reclaimed his acting career
since that's why that he's time. The saddest polar bear.
You can't make it bust into Hollywood like we have.
Yeah, so yeah. I that makes sense. I think that makes a lot of sense to me. That's why he's so sad.
Yes. That had a lot. That had nothing to do with anything.
No, I think it had to do with polar bears, and that's good enough.
Let's talk about instead of our saddest furry friend, let's talk about our coolest furry friend. That's right, Sonic T. Sonic T Hedgehog. Oh my god, so cool, so hip.
Huge
he
news.
He runs so fast.
Huge news huge. This week. Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Tunes.
If this was an episode of fucking Nickelodeon News with Rosie O'Donnell...
With Linda Ellerbee, you fucking cuck. God damn
it. Wasn't Rosie O'Donnell on an episode or two?
She might have been on an episode, but it was hosted by Linda Ellerbee.
Probably around the Margaret the Spy era.
Yeah, maybe.
Harriet the Spy. Not Margaret.
Wasn't Harriet the Spy a spinoff from fucking Small Wonder?
Maybe.
She was the neighbor on Small Wonder, wasn't she? That's always weird. Oh my god.
She spies. She's a spy, and she was Harriet the Spy. She listened in on a Chinese restaurant arguing, and she kind of, now she runs the defense administration for Trump. Spying on China. Probably. This would have made it onto Nick News with Linda Ellerbee. I couldn't remember her fucking name. I remember when they did the episode about the invasion of Iraq. I want to watch that again.
Fuck. Anyway, finish what you were going to say.
Anyway, Deadpool director Tim Miller is developing the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. He's not directing. Maybe not yet. Maybe we'll see.
Hey, maybe. Who knows?
And he is producing, though. He's bringing the script along. He's creating a masterpiece in the making. Get ready, folks.
It is going to be... It sounds like live action mixed with CG.
Mm-hmm, yes. Much like another great film franchise, The Smurfs.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Sonic's going to fuck Neil Patrick Harris?
Yes, he will. He will crawl into the Neil Patrick Harris's bed and jerk his dick like in the Smurfs movie.
Did that happen in the Smurfs movie?
I don't know. Maybe I was watching... I watched it on Pornhub, and I couldn't tell if it was an illegal stream or...
I feel like Lenore and I actually watched Smurf porn on Pornhub once.
Oh my god.
That exists.
Oh my god.
That definitely exists. But it wasn't people crawling in the giant Neil Patrick Harris bed. Should have been, though.
If you think about it. Neil Patrick Harris, though, aside... Sonic is going to get the big budget treatment. Apparently, he parted ways with Ryan Reynolds because Ryan Reynolds wanted to keep the new movie cheap and small on the new Deadpool film. And irreverent and wild because at this point he had become Deadpool.
He let the Deadpool into his heart.
Yes. And in Tim Miller, who felt threatened because he Ryan Reynolds was, you know, flashing his samurai swords around. Tim Miller became a Sonic producer and hopefully maybe director. And he's worked in video games before. He used to work for Blur, which, you know, made pretty much every fancy trailer for a video game ever. I think they're famous for the Halo 2 stuff. They're famous for the,
and the video game Blur. Don't forget about that.
Yeah. But it was based on them. They were famous for doing the World of Warcraft stuff. And yeah, that's about it. I mean, big news for Sonic. I mean, are you ready for the world to get rocked by Sonic again?
I can't wait for Sonic to fuck a real life human being.
It's so funny. They are going to combine. They are going to use bio-digital magic.
It's going to be so
bio-organic digital magic.
Well, now that we're in Trump's America, we are, and Alex Jones opened up all the files, then we all have access to the secret government technology.
Exactly. We are going to be living in fucking Shadowrun within 5 years. Now, granted, the Native Americans will not have control. Have you ever heard about the Shadowrun universe?
No, what happened?
We'll delve into this more for weeks to come. In the Shadowrun universe, around 2006 or something, or maybe 1996, I don't remember when exactly, Native Americans across the country actually completed ancestral dance? What is it called again? The one that's supposed to group?
The ghost dance?
Yeah, they completed the ghost dance, and through the power of the ghost dance, reactivated magic in this world.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
Drove white people back.
That owns.
Back across the Appalachian Mountains, anything west of the Mississippi River became territory of the Native Americans.
That's the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, and it didn't turn out super great because the fucking white people reinserted themselves with private PMC and, like, mega corporations, which in this universe, Texas Instruments is one of, like, the top five still, which is rad.
Isn't there, a giant, like, Aztec, like, cyber pyramid or something?
Oh yeah, no. In Mexico, we'll delve into this real quick. In Mexico, this is all thanks to my friend Greg who explained this all to me. In Mexico, had instead of becoming retaining its governmentship, it decided to turn it. All of Mexico is one giant mega corporation that's based around Aztec philosophy.
Hell yes.
And there are no citizens in Mexico, just employees.
You know what? That's the only kind of capitalism I can get behind, the kind that's backed by Aztec philosophy.
So they are constantly at war with... They're trying to constantly take over California, which is run by a splinter group of the U.S. government. It's the only part of the Pacific Northwest that wasn't taken over by Native Americans. Oh, it's so cool. Also, real quick, one last thing. The Pacific Northwest is controlled by a coalition of Native Americans and elves. Anyway, let's keep moving on.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page, and it says humans got goblinized into orcs and trolls. Alex Jones, I think he predicted this.
He predicted this.
Goblin vomit.
He tried to prevent it by entering the biodigital sphere, and I pray for his safety. Anyway, to continue on, Sonic the Hedgehog gene is what made snakes lose their legs. Sonic the Hedgehog biblical?
Think about it.
Sonic the Hedgehog, which is a gene I think we've discussed earlier in the show.
Something about sharks,
connected to the development of species in general, like in vertebrae, right?
Yeah, it's like invertebrates, yeah.
It's the gene that people think is what allowed, you know, backbone creatures to leave the sea. And, disregard their fins, get rid of their fins, or develop legs. And they believe, there are researchers who truly believe, probably should have had Alan on top of the science news and I could have run the Shadowrun.
Probably.
But, but they believe that the Sonic the Hedgehog gene is why snakes lost their legs, i.e. in the Bible, the snake gave Eve an apple and lost its legs. Sonic the Hedgehog, being a fierce god, wanted to keep humans ignorant because, as we all know, Eve's first thought was, oh my god, I'm naked. Her second thought, maybe I should buy a Super Nintendo instead of a Genesis.
That's
why it's called the Book of Genesis.
That is why it's called the Book of Genesis. That makes a lot of sense.
That's why it's called that.
So anyway, basically there's blah 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 blah. There's a sort of they've discovered that the Sonic the Hedgehog SHH gene enhancer was the reason roamed on well-developed legs around 150 million years ago. But if the enhancer could be switched on again, pythons could once more be running around on legs. Pythons, if you don't know, compared to most other snakes, do have a sort of rudimentary bone spurs in the place of where their pelvis would normally be. Mm-hmm. So they have the closest thing to legs of any snakes.
Would you still love snakes, Alan, if they had legs?
They'd basically be like big, long lizards then, which yeah. I do like.
What if they replaced cats? That would be cool.
That'd be cool. Another thing is there are lizards called glass lizards that don't have any legs, but they're not snakes.
Nice.
They're very weird and fucked up looking because they look like just like a skink. Or like one of those kind of, like, they're similar to that because skinks are kind of like, they have little stubby legs because they burrow a lot. So they're kind of like, their legs don't really do a whole lot anyway. So they're kind of, that's what glass lizards look like. They're very fucked up and they're kind of weird looking. And the one time I saw one, he was like kind of thrashing around in his cage. And I thought like, oh God, it seems like, I don't know if he's just thrashing around because he just wants to get out of his cage. But I'm like, oh man, it makes it almost seem like he's thrashing around because he doesn't have any arms or legs. And it was just kind of a horrifying existence. But then I realized like, oh, you know what? He was born without any arms and legs. He's probably chill. But man, I don't know. Do you think you'd be able to? How do you think life would be like as a snake with any arms and legs?
Mm-hmm. It would be good.
A snake would be cool because you could just eat one big thing at a time, and then you just get to chill for like a week or two.
I'm really excited that Trump replaced our national bird with a snake.
Yeah, which is really fucked up because he hates Mexico so much, and their flag has a bird killing a snake on it.
He changed it to the actual Mexican flag, except it's he's shooting the bird and then taking the snake and biting it himself.
Okay, so yeah, it's actually kind of like a comic panel. It's kind of like Loss in a weird way.
And he's literally digging his teeth into it. It's kind of metal.
Yeah, you can see like it's a close up. Like there's one panel of him like snatching it out of the air, and then the next one is like a close up of his teeth sinking into it. And it also says snake, and also the national anthem, Snake Eater now.
Because it's like every store has their own version of it. You know, you buy a Walmart one, and it's like, it's more pastel-y, but you go to Best Buy, which is where I bought my Trump flag. And it's very, very accurate, and his gritty, weird, overly white teeth are sinking in so sharp. Also, he has vampire fangs in it.
Yeah, that's the first thing he did is he made an executive order to have somebody file down his teeth into vampire fangs. Crazy, right?
Hey, man, a lot happened in those first 10 minutes, and we're all the better for it.
Yeah.
I'm doing gun tricks as we speak.
Oh, hold on. We have to get into two to the week, but we've started another season of Sonic Boom.
Oh, God. Trump has not... This is the one thing. Trump this is the has one commented thing. On most of anything he, that was
he,
important.
He hasn't promised this one thing that he promised in his campaign, which is that he was going to cancel Sonic Boom.
That's why I voted for him.
Yes, that's also why I did, too.
Out of character, I didn't vote for Trump.
Out of character, I also didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Hillary 3 times. Thanks, John Podesta.
Thank you. God bless you, Alan.
Anyway, but we started back in character. We started season 2, episode 1 of where we watched season 2, episode 1 of Sonic Boom. The episode was called Tommy Thunder, Method Actor.
Speaking about big Hollywood, it was about a big Hollywood actor. He was a bad guy, but Sonic had to side with him.
He's just kind of like a jerk, like he's like a Patrick Warburton type, but like, but like Patrick not Warburton the same, not the tick? Same way that Knuckles is, but like,
yes.
Also, the thing that I was focused on is I feel like they changed the textures on like some of the characters. Like, if you zoom into like Sonic's like fur, it seems like there's like you can see like the like some grains, like almost like wood grain of his fucking fur. It's really fucked up. It was like
pop vinyl, fucked a Dreamcast. This is what would come out.
Which sounds cool because it has a Dreamcast in there, but bad because it has a Funko Pop.
Listen, you know, there are a lot of there are a lot of people who have shitty kids. I've met them. Cool people who have shitty kids.
God damn it.
That's what I go to. I've met a lot of cool people who had sex, which, you know, it's kind of a mark against them as a Volsel. But whatever. They had kids, and I did not like that baby. I said, this fucking baby cries too much. Don't care for this baby, so, you know.
Yeah.
Live and learn, like the our show.
Like our show. Hey, is the show over now? Because I've got something to say. Ross, I didn't eat any pizza. I've never eaten anything for the show.
Oh my god.
The only thing I eat from the show is milk pussy.
Anyway, I did not like the Sonic Boom episode a lot, and it did not help that they had a Goodfellas parody, kind of.
For like a half of a shot, like it was just like a, like the fucking first person like view of like a VIP section of a club with the music, and I didn't recognize it, but Russ is like, ah, Goodfellas, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's one of those things where it feels more and more that they are really want to make The Simpsons. It's probably Simpsons forum posters. Who couldn't make it on The Simpsons.
It's comic book guy decided to make the show.
This is what comic book guy would make.
It's awful.
This is what, it's very bad, and he would say it's very good, and I would have to disagree.
And I'd have to rip his fucking ponytail out of his head.
I would, Jesus.
I hate comic book
guy. Can you describe any other graphic ways you would kill Simpsons characters?
Let's see. Oh, I'd have to kill them in ironic ways. let's see. Homer Simpson, I'd have to make him choke on a donut.
Yes.
Mr. Burns, I would burn him alive. Smithers, I would smother.
Actually, the funny thing about Smithers, what I would do is I would tar and feather him so he would be black like his first appearance on The Simpsons in season one when they miscolored
that's
him.
That's problematic.
What? No! It's a goof. It's a Simpsons goof.
Isn't Smithers also gay?
Oh, yeah, he is.
He's gay for Mr. Burns. But hey, who isn't?
This is going to sound problematic, but do they tar and feather gay people? Is that why it's problematic?
I think it might be like you're making a like pseudo blackface, but out of tar and feathers. That's weird.
What? I guess you're right. I just was going after the miscoloring thing. Oops.
Oops. Listen, Trump's Oops. America. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah, well, I'm alpha now as a Volsel.
Russ got under the gorilla mindset.
I have been on the gorilla mindset.
Yeah.
Now, it's allowed me to say a lot of things about myself I used to be afraid of. Like, I'm just going to come out and say it. George, your baby fucking blows. You're a cool guy. But your baby's garbage.
Hey, look, your baby sucks, man.
I like in this fantasy universe that I have friends.
You know what? I got a fantasy universe of character from a fantasy universe that you might like. It's time for the toot of the week. And I have, this is very thematically appropriate, but I'll go ahead and tell you the name of the character and you imagine what they look like. Folly the Hedgehog.
Oh, God.
Tell me what Folly the Hedgehog looks like in your mind.
Folly the Hedgehog. I'm imagining like a little Lord Fauntleroy kind of thing.
Okay.
Like a Berries and Cream commercial, a la 2006.
Berries and Cream. I'm a little lad that likes Berries and Cream.
Yeah, so funny. So laughing so much.
So laughing.
And I love it. I love commercials that are funny. And I'm assuming Folly is very funny. Herself or himself? I'm not sure.
Well, okay. Folly the Hedgehog is a girl. I'm going to say her full name is Folly Mere Grayson. Nickname is Folly.
I'm going to look at this.
Color, it says, is shit. Detail color, glowing white. Eye color, light gray. Sex, Hitler. Species, hedgehog. Alignment, KYS. Family, orphan. Friends, Adolf Hitler, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. And then, I'm sorry, the Jews? What's going on here?
Excuse me?
Excuse me? This is like some alt-right hedgehog that I found.
The alt-right hedgehog.
She is a very adventurous Mobian and loves to be around nature. She takes everything seriously and has no sense of humor. Sounds a lot like somebody some group of conservatives that I know.
The host of Hogcast Speedy Delivery.
Yes, no sense of
all
humor.
All serious.
She doesn't run very fast. She has heavy clothes. Looks like she has some fucking baggy jeans or something. She's a talented archer. She has a fucking robot arm that she lost her arm in an incident involving a helicopter propeller and gasoline. I like how they like kind of say like it's an incident involving these two things, like it's like a funny incident, but it just sounds pretty like helicopter and gasoline, I guess it caught on fire, I don't know. She's hard to get along with since she takes everything seriously. She lives in the cold forces of Larian. She was the it says she's the polizei of herself, the German word for police.
Okay.
It says, and her quote is, "You are not the polizei of me. I take care of myself." It's like, I think this is some weird neo-Nazi that made this and only knew one word in German, and it's the word for police.
Yes.
She was also friends with Hitler. She met some people who turned out to be Jews, but she did not know this. Hitler found out and killed them. What is this?
Oh, boy.
What is this, Russ?
What? Where do we... I don't...
The number one... The first comment, I like!
Does this Orson Scott cards...
And yeah, guess what? This was made by MetalMan88, admin and anti-troll.
Oh my god.
What is going on in the Sonic fan character wiki, Russ? Is this Trump's America?
Is this Trump's America? This was back in 2013, though, when Trump was just a glimmer in our eyes, when he was exposing the truth about Barack Obama's
birth certificate.
God, I hate it. Ugh, I can't fucking say that.
Okay, I'm done with the conceit of this episode.
We gotta keep it going, my friend.
You know what?
We've established a base reality.
I just saw Alex Jones' face flashed on my screen as soon as I said that. We can't drop this now.
Luckily, he's hypnotized you.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Anyway. So what do you think about fucking Folly the Hedgehog?
Folly the Hedgehog seems fun.
Maybe.
Maybe. Why does the bow and arrows and archery have to deal with
What is this Hitler? Character, Russ?
Because you think that, you know... At first I was going to say it was a metaphor about how the two world wars dragged kind of like agrarian... society where the bow and arrow would be common out into the 20th century, but that's not true because Hitler, they were already in that. The First World War had already ended, so this doesn't make any fucking sense. This character is a riddle.
Also, the character's alignment is good according to this. Its category is good, or maybe they say it's a good character. I don't know.
Yeah, I disagree. I think it's a bad formed character.
I think this is bad.
I think it needs more arcs. I think it needs more character arcs.
I need some more character development.
I think it's a Mary Sue.
Yeah, that's also true. I think maybe that's also true. I also want to know, why is Hitler here? Is he a hedgehog too?
I don't know. What's another buzzword that people in YouTube use for characters? It's a
Hitler.
I think this. Yeah, it's very Hitler. This character's Hitler.
The PBS Idea Man says this is very Hitler.
This is very Hitler. Thank you, PBS Idea Man.
Thank you.
I used to hate on the PBS Idea Man a lot, but I just feel bad for him now that he's gone underground.
He had to go underground now that Donald Trump is in charge.
That's right. He had to form a band with his sister and brother, Manic
and Sonia.
Manic the PBS Idea Man and
PBS Sonya, Idea PBS Manic Idea and Man. PBS Idea Sonia.
We got one fan question this week. We should probably answer it.
Probably.
Oh boy. Ooh, do it. Hey, if anybody's listening, just please send us more fan questions.
You can email them to hogcastspeedydelivery@gmail.com too.
Yeah. Have we ever checked that in the last
15 years? I think the one time I checked it is Ravi sent me an email saying email, and then Lenore sent me, like, I think an emoticon or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only emails we've ever got through that.
If you want to send nudes to Alan, that's another good
place. That's another thing. You can just send them to my DM box.
Don't worry, I won't see him because I do not remember the password to it.
No. So. Don't send him to the Twitter account. Send him to my personal account. Or send him to the Twitter account if you want both of us to see him.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. And I'll do honor system. If you want to send like a preview lewd, like if you just want to like show your ass in like a G-string or something, Alan can see the nudes, and I'll just verify the lewd to say.
Russ is Volcel now, so he doesn't want to see him.
Yeah, I could see him.
He doesn't need the temptation.
No, my psychic energy. I'm in the gorilla mindset right now. I would see it, and I'd go, yes,
yes,
and then I would read a book. because that's how uninterested I'd be.
That's not very alpha. I mean, you're gonna go do some jujitsu or like lift some weights.
The book is about that though.
Okay, that makes sense. What's our question?
Which candidate is more Sonic friendly? Which candidate vapes? Is Stuffed Kreskin, asks friend of the show Gabe at Shonen 413.
Which candidate is more Sonic friendly?
Bernie.
Bernie's probably the most Sonic friendly out of any. Yes. Of them.
Trump played Bubsy.
That's why he's great orange. Character. That's why he's orange.
Great character, Bubsy. Very fun. Very smart. Do not like Sonic.
Tremendous.
Nasty. Nasty Hedgehog.
Sad.
Rouge the Bat, very sexual. Do not care for it.
Rouge the Bat, let me say, if she wasn't my daughter. Wait, hold on a second. Rouge the Bat's his daughter?
Oh my god, if Rouge the Bat was his daughter, or if Rouge the Bat is his daughter?
Now, I did hear that Donald Trump, in an interview with Billy Bush, did say that when you're famous, you can just kiss Sonic characters.
It was like... I can kiss Krim the Rabbit. You can't kiss her. She's an elementary schooler.
God.
Maybe Trump wasn't a good choice for this country.
Maybe we shouldn't have voted for him 10 times.
Maybe I shouldn't have 10 times, which is to say I voted not Cruz on one of my fake ballots.
God damn it. Anyway. I voted for Pugsley from Adam's Family Values. Because I thought they were the same.
Anyway. Which one vapes? Trump. And is Stuffed Crust good? Yes, in Trump's America, it's still just as good. I've never bought the Stuffed Crust hype. It was never that good to me.
It's okay, but I don't like it as much.
It's plasticine.
I feel like the cheese inside of Stuffed Crust isn't always that great, but I like the idea.
Yes, I like the idea. Put an organic, like, five cheese spread in there, maybe. Like, something delicious. Ooh, I'd eat that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, it's kind of, I don't know, the cheese in there is plasticky.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I wonder if, like, if a place did do, like, a fancy artisan in the crust cheese, it would be better.
I'm sure it would, but I don't know. That might be hard to cook. I don't know.
It'd be hard to cook.
Be hard just to like cook.
It's, for me and Alan, it's hard to cook us because we're alphas.
That's true.
We're on the gorilla mindset. Alan... When he got a nude, he used to jump in the air and tap his feet together and go, woohoo! And now he just goes, yes. And he draws power from them, but none of it's sexual. It's pure mental. Because he doesn't even get power from it anymore. Like, he doesn't get sexual pleasure. It's the domination of, like, somebody on Twitter consenting to give him something that makes Alan more powerful. Whereas I get that same sort of power when I step on ants on the sidewalk.
That's true.
So we all get it from different places.
Yeah. God damn it.
This has been our guest, Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. We have an Amazon link. Please use it. You know,
Amazon. If you're gonna buy, if you just replace your bookmark, and so that way, whenever you buy something on Amazon, we get a cut. It doesn't cost you anything. Mm-hmm. We just get a cut. Amazon gives us
like we are very cut. We also will get a cut.
Yes. Now that we've taken Alex Jones' male vitality supplements.
Now that we have become strong and powerful.
Yeah, we're ripping our shirts off all the time and screaming.
Oh boy. Screaming. Angry.
Goddamn.
Alan's Twitter is Action Alan. Mine is Piss Goblin.
Pissed Goblin.
Piss Goblin for now. I'm trying to get Piss Goblin going again, but I gotta wait a couple days. I gotta wait 30 days till I can get it.
Damn.
Anyway.
The podcast is at HawkCastSD on Twitter, and you can also find our website by going to HawkCast.com or escapefromthe.city.
Oh, yeah. And leave us a review on iTunes.
Yep.
To help us out. Hey, you're a fan of the show. You're listening right now.
Hey, fucking send us a
good episode.
Fucking DM us some money or in some news.
Yeah. Send, you know what? For me, 5 stars, Alan, a nude.
Hey, one of the two, baby.
Yeah, come on. No, get both.
Both. Actually, both. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Gorilla mindset.
Gorilla mindset. You could do both. Come on.
Come on.
Anyway, this has been HogCast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic pizza podcast on the planet. Live and learn.
Live and learn. Man, I'm going to feel bad if Trump wins.
trumpet.